弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
有一个消息跟弟兄姐妹们分享，也请弟兄姐妹们祷告。
There's news I'd like to share, and of course, ask that you pray for this.
朱长老、朱师母过去在我们教会当中二十五年的时间，在我们当中带领我们服事。
Elder Chu and Mrs. Chu has been with us and served us in the church for 25 years.
直到他们两年前长老退休了，但师母呢仍然在周四的时候有带领我们姊妹们早上查经。
Of course, we know that Elder Chu has retired, but we know that Mrs. Chu was still leading Thursday Bible studies.
那明天早上呢，朱师母要去医院动手术。
And tomorrow morning, Mrs. Chu will be going into surgery.
那医生希望能够帮她将她的乳癌能够移除。
The doctors hope that they will be able to remove the cancerous tumor.
我们真的是请弟兄姐妹们今天、明天在祷告当中纪念师母纪念长老。
So remind everybody to remember Mrs. Chu and Elder Chu in your prayers.
有的时候我们说要替别人祷告。
A lot of times we say that we will pray for others.
但是实际上面我们到底应该怎么祷告呢？
But in practically, how are we supposed to pray for them?
那一个人得了癌症，你怎么替他祷告？
So when someone finds out that they have cancer, how do you pray for them?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们的主、我们的神是一个医治的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, we know that our God is a God that heals.
我们知道我们的主如果要医治师母的话，他的病可以得到医治。
And we know that if our God wants to heal Mrs. Chu, she will receive the healing.
所以当大概可能不到一个月之前师母发现有这个癌的时候。
So about a month ago when Mrs. Chu found out that she had cancer.
我跟神的祷告就是神你可以医治她，求你医治。
And my prayer to God is that, God, I know that you can heal her.
但是虽然神是全能的，神是医治的，但是我们也知道神他做事情是顺着他自己的心意而做的。
And even though we know that our God is an all-powerful God and he can do, he can heal,
我们同样知道他所做的决定永远是对我们最好的。
But we also know that he has his own will and he does things a certain way, but we need to remind ourselves that what he has planned for us is always the best.
所以我们求神医治师母，但是同样的，我们要求神的心意能够成全。
So we want to pray for Mrs. Chu's healing, but we also pray that His will be done.
在这个过程当中呢，神没有将师母的癌就这样子奇迹似的这个医治了。
So during this whole process, God did not miraculously remove the cancer.
可是我们看见神的供应。
But we see his provisions.
你知道师母每年都做去医院做检查。
You know, Mrs. Chu always has her physical checkup every year.
就照片子。
And she goes under mammogram.
去年年底去查的时候呢，医院还给她一个完全健康的诊断报告。
And last year, just last year, her results were all positive.We're all good news. She was in a healthy state.
那今年就是在一个多月之前，因为教会有姊妹刚做完乳癌的手术。
But it was because about a month ago, another sister just finished a surgery.
所以就跟师母讲，师母你要做检查，自己检查。
So she reminded Mrs. Chu that, oh, you know, you need to self-examination.
这个光照片子是不准的。
Sometimes just the mammogram is not accurate.
结果他自己一检查，居然就给他检查出一块。
So as she was self-examining, so she found out there was a lump.
师母见证说，这是神的供应啊。
So Mrs. Chu testifies that this is God's provision.
她说我八十多岁了，我一生都是身体特别健康的。
And she said, I'm already 80 years old, but I've always been healthy.
基本上是不生病的，这个精神又精神又好。
And I'm usually, I never get sick, and I'm usually very, I still have a lot of energy.
她说感谢主，我八十多岁才得这个病。
But I thank God that, I only find out that I have cancer at 80 years old.
就在这过去几个礼拜的当中，找医生也看见神的供应。
So during this, this week, finding a, doctor was also God's provision.
让他找到一个非常的关心他，而且非常花时间来带他的这位医生，让他非常的放心。
And she found a doctor that is very caring, spends a lot of time, with her and consulting with her, and makes her feel at ease.
他说他第一次去会诊的时候是一个男医生。
The first time she went to visit, it was a male doctor.
这个男医生呢，好像就事论事，也不跟他解释。
And this male doctor was just going through the motions, didn't really spend time explaining to her.
第二次他会诊的时候是一个女医生，又是他们的副主治大夫。
And the second time, there was another doctor, but this time it was a female doctor and.She was a,
she was like the vice chair of the department. Yeah. 那就他就说这个女医生啊，师母就讲她也蛮好笑，她就说男人大概不太懂这个事情，所以女人呢就比较好。
So she might, she thought to herself, well, maybe male doctors don't really understand, this, breast cancer as well as a female doctor would.
可能事实上是对病人的心情更多一点的这个体验。
So this female doctor may have more empathy or have better understanding.
她就很有平安，觉得真的是神一路的带领她。
So she thought to herself, "Oh, this is indeed God's provision. It's God's leading."
Yeah. 当然，明天就要去手术了，所以我们怎么替师母祷告呢
？So tomorrow she will be going into surgery. So how do we pray for her?
我们人的生命是在神的手中。
We know that our lives are in the hands of God.
长老师母是服侍神的人，更是一定是受到神的带领和保护的。
And we know that Elder Chu and Mrs. Chu are both servants of God, and we know that they are protected under the care of God. Of God.
所以我求神能够借着医生和医疗人员的帮助，能够使师母得到医治。
So my prayer is that God will be with all of the doctors and nurses so that she will receive the proper care.From them.
因为我们相信神一定能够做工。
Because we know that God will be at work.
我们也替长老祷告。
We also want to pray for Elder Chu.
长老当然听见师母得病这件事情，他心里面的压力非常大。
Of course, Elder Chu, upon hearing the news, there's pressure on him.
我们稍微对朱长老有点了解的人都知道，朱长老是一个非常感性的人。
And those of us that know Elder Chu, we know that he is a he's very emotional person.
Yeah, not necessarily emotional, but he is a man full of emotion, right?
That's right.
Two different things. 这件事情好像带给他的打击啊，比师母还更严重。
So it seems like this news hit Elder Chu even harder than Mrs. Chu.
所以我们替他祷告。
So we want to remember him in our prayers.
但是同样感谢神。
But we also thank God.
因为虽然这件事情带给他的打击这么大。
Because although it hit him pretty hard.
当然他对神是有信心的。
Of course, he has confidence in our God.
但是呢，老伴碰到这样的情形，对他的心情上面来讲，当然是有很严重的这个忧伤。
Of course, as a...When your spouse is sick, the news of your spouse being sick, of course, it brings sorrow and his grief.
而且老一辈的人一听到癌这个字，好像真的就是无药可救的这个感觉。
And of course, for an elderly, when they hear cancer, it's almost as if there's no hope.
虽然今天的治愈率是蛮高的。
But although the
Even though the curability is pretty high these days, yeah. 可是为什么说感谢主呢
？But why do we say still thank you, God?
因为在这段期间当中
，because during this process,
长老从一个悲伤的心情
，Elder Chu went from a heart of sorrow,
在神的面前的寻求祷告
，and through praying and spending time with God.
师母说。 长老现在也可以感谢神了。
And now Elder Chu can also give thanks to God.
因为眼目转回到神的身上。
Because the focus has returned onto the Lord.
你知道我也在想为什么神要在这两位这么忠心服侍的神的仆人的身上，我们这么敬爱的属灵的长者的身上，在他们这么年老的时候发生这样的一件事情呢？
So I also asked myself, why would God allow Elder Chu and Mrs. Chu, two faithful servants, to have this type of sickness at this age?
我知道，因为神说你是我所爱的人。
Because I know God said, because you are my beloved.
你们是用生命见证我的人。
You are the ones that testify about me with your life.
所以你们还有工作要做。
Because you still have work to do in your life.
我们在他们的身上可以看见神的带领。
And we can see that in their life, God's leading them.
神的安慰。
And God's comfort.
神要借着他们的信心。
God will use their faith.
借着他们的见证。
And their testimony.
来荣耀神。
To glorify himself.
所以我们为他们祷告。
So we want to pray for them.
今天我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书，我们看第四章。
Today we'll be studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 4,
第九节到第十二节
verse 9-12.
今天这一段经文里面讲到的是一个信徒怎么样在我们的生活当中活出我们的新生命。
And in this passage, it teaches us how a true believer will to live out their new life.
我们怎么样将我们在神面前的这个信心，从神那边所得来的这个信心，我们怎么样在我们的生活当中能够经历并且活出来呢？
How are we to live out this faithful, life of faith? How to live out that a life of faith?
Yeah, live it out and practice it in our daily lives. 基督徒的信仰。
A Christian's faith,
不是只是一个精神的支柱。
It's not just a emotional support,
or mental support or reliance on a mental strength. 基督徒的信仰不是只是一个观念上面的改变。
And a Christian faith is not just a change in concept or perspective.
基督徒的信仰事实是上大致于我们生活的方向。
A Christian's faith is
a Christian's faith with respect to large, broad subjects such as the direction of life, 小至于我们每日的琐碎的事情，我们的一思一念。
A Christian's faith is also permeates through the minor details throughout our life.
都是息息相关的，都是不可分离的。
And these are all related and cannot be separated.
今天当我们在看这段经文的时候，我们就看见这个基督徒在信仰上面的生活有两方面的彰显。
So as we study this passage in a Christian's life, we see that there are two things that are manifested.
第一就是爱。
The first is love.
第二是工作。
Second is work.
这两件事情是在我们生活上面每一个人都必须面对的。
And these two things we have to face in our daily life.
而在一个信徒的生活，在神的儿女的生命当中，我们要让世人看见这是我们的见证。
And for a Christian, before man, these two things should be how we testify for God.
我们来看，我们记得第四章开始的时候，保罗提醒信徒们。
And in verse 4, Paul reminds these believers.
他说啊，我们要靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们。你们既然受了我们的教训，就能够知道怎么样行，就是怎么样子的过生活啊，怎么样的做，能够讨神的喜悦。然后呢， 要照你们现在所行的要更加的勉励，或者说要更进一步的去做。
Chapter 4 verse 1. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God just as you are doing, that you do so more and more.
保罗说，我接下来所要给你们的这些教导教训，是为了能够让你们能够知道怎么样行，能够讨神的喜悦。
So Paul here's instruction is for these believers to know how to live out their life to please God.
那在第二节里面，他又说，我给你们的这些命令，是在主耶稣基督里面所给你们的。
And also in verse 2, he adds that these instructions were given to you through Lord Jesus.
因为这是主耶稣基督，我们的主耶稣基督的心意。
Because that is the will of our Lord Jesus.
那上周刘长老就带我们给我们分享神的心意是什么。
And last week, Pastor Alex taught us what is the will of God.
第一就是要圣洁。
The first is to be holy.
特别是讲到我们要让我们在我们的这个肉体上面对性的这个事情上面，我们要能够纯洁。
Especially sexual purity.
我们要远避这些奸淫的事情。
We need to abstain from sexual immorality.
那接下来呢，就讲到第九节。
Then afterwards we come to verse 9.
我们一起看第九到第十二节。
Let's take a look from verse 9 to 12.
论到弟兄们的相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们像马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们还要更加的勉励，又要立志做安静人，为自办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所吩咐你们的，叫你们可以向外人行事端正，自己也就没有什么缺乏了。
Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. For that is indeed what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more, and to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands,as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前，来到你话语的面前，谦卑的主，我们向你学习。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we humbly want to learn from your word.
主，我们求主借着圣灵，将你话语当中的真理向我们启示明白。
And may you, through the Holy Spirit, reveal your truth.In your word to us.
主，你知道我们一群属于你的儿女，主，我们就是愿意来亲近你。
You know that for us as your children, we want to draw near to you.
你知道我们所期盼的就是能够在生活当中能够讨你喜悦。
You know what we seek is to please you in our life.
主，我们盼望能够得着你的祝福。
And we pray that we will receive your blessing.
但是我们更盼望能够讨你的喜悦。
But More importantly, we want to please you.
我们愿意成为合乎你心意被你使用的人。
We want to be people that will be used by you.
求主你保守自己的话语。
May you bless your own word.
感谢主，这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
对教会来讲。
To the church,
也就是说对信徒们来讲
or in other words, to the group of believers,
在世人面前的见证非常的重要。
Our testimony before man is very important.
而教会或者说是属神的人在世人面前的见证，在爱心还有在我们工作的这个两件事情上面，我们特别要能够做人的榜样。
And we need to be examples set forth before men in these two aspects of love and work.
在第九节的时候，当保罗说论到弟兄们的相爱， 这个弟兄们的相爱这个字在希腊原文的时候是用的这个字是 Philadelphia。
In verse 9, when it talks about now concerning brotherly love in the original Greek language, this is what is the word used is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia 这个字它所代表的意思就是中国人讲的所谓的手足之情。
And the meaning for Philadelphia is brotherly love.
手足之情讲到的是兄弟姊妹在同一个家庭，同样一个父母所生所养的家庭之间，弟兄和姊妹之间的相爱。
And this brotherly love is actually what it's referring to is the love within the siblings under one house, in one household with the, same parents.
Right. 在新约的圣经里面 Philadelphia 的这个词也就是 手足之情或是圣经翻译为弟兄们的相爱讲到的就是在教会里面信徒们彼此之间的爱。
In the New Testament, when Philadelphia or brotherly love mentioned, this is talking about the love within the brothers and sisters in the church.
今天当一个人蒙恩得救加入了神的家中。
Today, when someone receives salvation and enters into God's family,
神是我们的天父。
God is our Heavenly Father.
我们因此与其他的信徒们之间彼此的关系就从了陌生人变成了家人了。
So then the relationship that we have among others in the church went from a stranger to a sibling in the same family.
我们彼此就成为了弟兄和姐妹。
So then we have become brothers and sisters to each other.
所以论到弟兄们的相爱，讲到这个就是在主内在教会当中弟兄姐妹彼此相爱的这件事情上面。
So when it talks about the brotherly love,
很有意思的是，保罗说不用人再写信给你们了。
What's interesting is that Paul here says you have no need for anyone to write to you about this.
因为你们已经自己蒙了神的教训。
For you yourself have been taught by God.
也就是说你们对这个爱已经有一定程度的认识和了解了。
So in other words, regarding this topic of brotherly love, you already have a pretty good understanding.
你知道当我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们所接受到的是神的爱。
So did you know that once we received salvation from God, we received God's love.
我们因为圣灵的感动，使我们对神的爱有一个深切的认识了。
Because of the moving of the Holy Spirit, now we have a clear understanding of God's love for us.
我原本是一个带罪之身。
We used to have a sin in us.
我在神的面前我是有罪的。
Before God, I'm a sinner.
我在神面前我觉得我自己是污秽的。
And before God, I find that I am unworthy or filthy.
我是远离神的。
I'm far from God.
我在这个世界上面因为没有神我不知道盼望从何而来。
And in this world, because I don't have God, I don't know where true hope comes from.
但是我听见了神的好消息，神的福音。
But I heard the good news and the gospel from God.
因为神接纳了我。
Because God has received me.
因为主耶稣基督用他自己的性命为我的罪付上了代价。
He has accepted me, and because I have received his son and the salvation that he has given to us on the cross.
圣灵感动了我，让我能够感受到神这样子的大爱。
And through the moving of the Holy Spirit, I can experience God's great love.
当今天神的爱在每一个信徒的心中运行的时候，
And today, when God's love is moving among the brothers and sisters,
圣灵亲自把神的爱摆在我们的心中。
The Holy Spirit Himself puts God's love in us.
因此，属于神的人都有这个能力去爱。
So therefore, all of us that belong to God, we have the ability to love in this way.
罗马书第五章第五节这样说。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 5, If we read the second part of verse 5, it says, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
在约翰一书第二章第九节第十节里面也提到。
Also in 1 John
chapter 2 verse 9
verse 9 and 10,
一个恨自己弟兄的人还是生活在黑暗里面。
Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness.
但是那爱弟兄的人就是那追求光明的人。
But whoever loves his brother abides in the light.
第三章第十四节同样他说我们知道我们因为爱弟兄的心所以我们知道我们是出了黑暗进入了光明。
Then in chapter 3 in 1 John verse 14 we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death.
一个属神的人
Someone that belongs to God
因为有了神的爱
Because they have received God's love
就是一个心中有爱的人
They are a person that is filled with love in their hearts.
这个爱不是人的爱这个是从神来的爱
And this love is not of man but it's from God.
但是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第九节的后面所讲到的这个爱跟前面讲的弟兄的爱是不一样的字。
Now when we return to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 9, the second part of verse 9, it also talks about love, but that love is different from the brotherly love.
第九节最后面说要叫你们彼此相爱。
And that second part, it says to love one another.
这个彼此相爱的这个爱在原文里面是 agape.
And the second reference to love in the second part, this love in the original language is agape.
而且这个爱是一个动词。
And this is actually a verb.
也就是说你们要用 agape 的这种爱去彼此的爱对方。
So in other words, what Paul is saying that we need to love each other with the agape love.
Agape love 跟 Philadelphia 弟兄的爱、手足之情的爱有什么不同呢？
Now what is the difference between this agape love and this Philadelphia love?
在新约圣经里面 agape 这个字不只是在圣经里面出现。
And agape does not only appear in the New Testament.
在希腊文里面 agape 就是爱的另外一种字。
In the Greek language, agape is another word for love.
是同义字。
It is the same word.
事实上跟 Philadelphia 的前面这一半部 phileo 这个爱是同样的一种用法。
And this agape and this phileo, both of these types of love is used similarly.
可是在圣经里面 agape 特别指到的是属神的爱。
But in the Bible, when we're talking about this agape love, we are specifically talking and referring to God's love.
当我们在新约圣经里面看到 agape 爱的时候
So in the New Testament, when we find this word agape,
我们看见这个爱是神对人的爱。
We see that is the love of God to man.
是一个不求回报的爱。
It is a unconditional love.
Yeah, 是一个没有要求的爱。
It is a unconditional love.
不要求代价的爱。It's a love that does not require a repayment. And it is also a love that is, yeah, unconditional, without any condition.这个爱讲到的不只是情感上面对一个人有爱。
So this is not just talking about a feeling or an emotion that you have on someone.
他更讲到的是这个爱是一个人在意志上面对另外一个人的委身。
This is talking about the will that someone has to love another person.
讲到一个人对另外一个人的忠诚。
It's talking about the loyalty that someone shows to another person.
讲到这个爱与对方的爱是一个圣洁的爱。
And the purity, this pure love that someone has on another person.
这是神对人的爱。
And that is the love that God has for man.
这也是神给人的爱。
And this is the love that God has put in us.
同样的也是神要我们属于他的人给予其他人的爱。
So this is also the love that we need to show others.
就某种程度上来说,
so, in other words,
爱有分级别的,
there's different degrees of love.
而这个agape爱就是在爱的级别当中是最高的。
And agape is the highest degree or level of love.
当我们讲爱的时候，我们可以讲到人跟人之间、男女之间的爱情。
So when we talk about love, we sometimes are referring to the love between a man and a woman.
这种爱情当然讲到的是情感上面的爱情。
And this type of love, of course, is the love of emotions and feelings.
讲到的也是肉体上面彼此的吸引。
Of course, it's also the attraction between a man and a woman.
我们讲到的爱情，讲到家人之间的爱情，朋友之间的爱情。
And we also talk about the love that we have among friends and siblings.
可是从人的角度上面讲的这些情或者是爱。
But in human's perspective, when we're talking about love,
很多时候还是有一个极限。
There's a limit.
可是神所给我们的这个agape爱是没有极限的。
But this agape love that God has for man is without limits.
神怎么样爱我们呢?
How does God love us?
你知道从创世纪第一章里面,神在创造世界,创造人的时候,我们就看见神的爱。
Did you know in the very first book in Genesis, we already see God's love for us?
神因为爱人,因为他造人。
God loved man because he created man.
可是他先将这个世界上所有一切人所需要的完完全全都造好之后，他才把人摆在这个世界上。So
he has created everything that man needs before he created man and put him on this earth.
我们需要光，我们需要水，我们需要空气，我们需要食物。We
need light, we need air, we need food
and water.
And water.
这些东西没有一样，生命就不得延续。
Life cannot sustain and survive without these things.
神将这一切全部都创造好了，才把人放在这世上。
So God created all of these things before creating man.
人需要有伴，所以神就给人创造了一个伴。
And man needed a helper and a companion, so God created a companion.
神在他的爱当中是有行为上面的表现。
So God's love has action.
人所有的需要，神都构想好了，然后他去为他预备。So
he already thought of all the needs that man would have, and he provided.
神的爱不是只是对于一个信靠他、仰慕他、爱慕他、听他话的人而已。God's
love is not just for those that listen to him and that love him and care for him,
and are obedient
to him.
是不是？ 亚当夏娃被造不久之后怎么样就违背了神。
Isn't it so? After Adam and Eve were created, they disobeyed God.
他们犯了罪。
And they committed sin.
他们躲避神。
And they hid from God.
因为他们受了撒旦的诱惑。
Because they've been tempted by Satan.
可是神是不是还爱他们呢?
But did God stop loving them?
是。
No.
他们因为犯了罪，发现自己赤身裸体躲着神，神还为他们做衣服。
So even though they committed sin and they were trying to hide from God, and they felt shame, God provided clothing for them.
虽然他们因为罪被神处罚，被赶出了伊甸园。
Even though they had to suffer the consequences of the punishment of their sin, and they were cast out from the Garden of Eden.
可是神仍旧保守他们的生活。
But God still provided for their living.
活了将近一千岁。
They lived almost 1,000 years.
生养众多。
And had many children.
有一个非常丰富的生命。
They had a fulfilling life.
神让他们有机会能够继续与他保持关系。
And allowed them to continue to have a relationship with him.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上面说神是爱。
In the Bible, it says that God is love.
他不是说神也会爱。
It doesn't say that God also knows how to love.
他也不是说神认识爱。
And he doesn't say that God knows love.
Yeah, he doesn't say that God knows about love, nor does it say God also loves. 他说神就是爱。
It says God is love.
因为爱的源头，不但爱的源头是神，爱的本意本质就是在神的身上。
Because God is the source of love, and love is also an attribute of God.
我们看今天神对我们的爱不是也是如此吗？
So when we see, isn't that how it is with God's love, how God loves us?
我们都很熟悉约翰福音三章十六节。
We're all familiar with John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神知道我们人因为罪的关系对永生没有盼望。
God knows that because of sin, we have no hope of eternal life.
神知道我们在这世上劳苦，事实上是没有一个结果的。
God knows that we burden in this world and there's no fruits.
神知道当他创造我们，他所要给我们的美好，我们因为罪没有办法经历。
God knows that all that he has created is good for us, but we're not able to experience all of that.
所以神因着他的爱，他就怎么样，他就做了事，他就为我们供应了我们的需要。
But because God loved us, he went to work and he put it into action and he provided a way for us.
他将他自己唯一的儿子，他钟爱的儿子差遣到这个世上，然后呢，让主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
So he sent down his beloved one and only begotten son that he loves, down to earth as a man to die for us on the cross.
我们是值得神爱的人吗？
Are we worthy of God's love?
我们是一群爱慕神、切慕神、听神话的人吗？
Were we once a people that were obedient and listens to God?
不是。
No.
罗马书五章八节就讲了，神在我们还做罪人的时候，就差派他的儿子来到世上，这个就是显明神的爱了。
And in Romans it says that while we were still sinners, God sent down his son to die for us on the cross.To save us from our sins.
所以我们看见弟兄姐妹，神的爱是一个不求回报的爱。
So here we already see that God's love is a love that does not
ask
for anything in return.
它是一个没有条件的爱。
It is a love that is unconditional.
是一个给予的爱。
It is a love that keeps giving.
是为着对方着想的爱。
It is a love that always cares for the other
party. 是因为他定义要去爱人而产生的爱。
It is a love that comes from his will to love.
是一个有行动的爱。
It is a love that is followed by action.
弟兄姐妹，爱不错，是有情感的。
Yes, it is true that love also has feelings and emotions.
但是一个信徒的爱是在没有感觉的时候仍然能够继续爱，这个叫做神的爱。
But when we're talking about God's love, it is a love that also can be shown and manifested when there are no feelings.
今天世上的人讲的爱是跟我们的感受是相连在一起的。
And today the world, when they talk about love, it's always related to emotions and feelings of the flesh.
我对你的感觉好，我就感觉有爱。
Because I have a good feeling towards you, then I have love for you.
因为你是我的好朋友、好兄弟，我就爱你。
Because you are a good brother and a good friend, I love you.
可是今天你惹我气了。
But today you may have upset me.
或你在背后损我。
Or you talk behind my back.
那我就没感到爱了。
Then I have no love for you.
所以我就没有爱了。
So then I have no love.
男女朋友之间、夫妻之间不是也如此吗？
Isn't that the same thing with boyfriend and girlfriend?
有爱
就结合。Between husband and wife? Because there's love, we come together.
没有爱就分开。
There's no love, then we split.
那没结婚的话，男女朋友在一起分手是很自然平常的事情。
So of course, if boyfriend and girlfriend, they're not married yet, so when they split, that's a very normal thing.
结了婚以后也是这样子的看待。
But they have the same feeling even after marriage.
只是手续稍微麻烦一点。
Of course, it's just inconvenient because of all the paperwork.
今天在美国，事实上你要离婚也没那么难了。
Actually, in reality, today in America, it's actually not that difficult to get divorced.
爱是有情感的，没错。
But, dear brothers and sisters, yes, it is true that love has feelings and emotions.
可是爱的真谛就是讲到我们彼此之间的委身啊。
But, when we're talking about this love, it's love and sacrifice that we have for one another.
不但是我对你有这个情感，但是因为我认定你是我要爱的人，所以我爱你。
So, it's not just because you have feelings for the other person, but it's also a will to love that person.
这个就是我们教会属于神的人在世人面前所要让人看见的爱。
So, this love in should be shown and be seen by others when we manifest this type of love in the church.
当我们提到弟兄姐妹在教会里面彼此的爱，我们就是讲到 agape 的爱。
So when we talk about the love that is shown between the brothers and sisters in the church, what we are talking about is this brotherly love.
情感上面要有。
There needs to be feelings and emotions.
我们要给。
We need to give.
我们不求回报。
And we don't ask for anything in return.
然后我们有行动的付出。
And there's action that follows.
你知道在人的面前，这个当保罗在想到说你们要讨神的喜悦，在生活上面要如何行的时候，第二件事情他提到的就是做工作。
So the second thing that God reminds the Thessalonians regarding their testimony and their life is work.
第十一节他说你要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工。
In verse 11 it says, and to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands.
你知道不但是当时在保罗写信的时候有人有这样的想法，今天我们在教会里面居然也有时候会看到这样的一个情形。
So there's a condition today, also in the time when Paul wrote this letter.
既然教会是一个讲爱的地方，
if a church is a place that always talks about love,
那我就让人去爱吧。
So then I'll allow people to love.
不是讲到牺牲的爱吗？
Aren't we talking about sacrificial love?
不是讲到要供应别人的需要吗？
Aren't we talking about love that cares for others' needs?
不是讲到给予不求回报的爱吗？
Aren't we talking about a love that does not seek repayment?
不是讲到要有行动的爱吗？
Aren't we talking about a love that has action?
那今天呢，我就不工作了。
Then today, I don't need to work.
我让你有机会来爱我。
I give you an opportunity to love me.
我生活上面有需要，我让你来爱我。
I have needs in my own life, then I allow you to love me.
给我点钱，不求回报。
Give me some money and don't ask for any repayment.
我不烧饭，你端饭来给我吃。
I don't need to cook, you will cook for me.
我身体上面有需要，需要接送，我没有车，你来接送我。
So I have needs, I need transportation, so then you give me a ride.
那还有人误解了 主耶稣基督要来的这件事情。
And there are people that misunderstand Jesus' return.
因为主耶稣基督要来了，所以呢，我们就要在这边等候。
Because we are waiting, waiting for Jesus' return, then we just sit here and just wait.
我就不工作了。
I don't need to work.
我去跟银行借钱。
I'll take out a loan from the bank.
借得越多越好。
As much as I can.
因为主耶稣基督来了以后，我不用付回去。
Because once Jesus returns, I don't need to pay the bank back.
你觉得很好笑，我是真有人这样做啊。
You think that it's a joke, but there are actually people out there that really think this way.
这第一是愚蠢。
First of all, that is foolish.
第二是不讨神喜悦。
Second, that does not please God.
得罪神。所以不要有这样的想法。
So don't have those thoughts.
不可以做这样的事情。Not only not have those thoughts, don't do it. Okay? Definitely do not do it. 那保罗在这边就提醒弟兄姐妹们，提醒属神的儿女说，我们要勤奋的工作。
So here, Paul is reminding these believers to work with your hands.
我们从两方面来看，你知道第一方面，工作这件事情。
So let's take a look at these two aspects. One, regarding work.
工作这件事情是神赐给人的，你知道吗？
Did you know that work is what God has instituted?
我们今天在爱的这件事情上面，我们可以从创世纪里面看到。你知道我们在讲工作这件事情，我们也可以在创世纪里面看到。
We see that love in the first book of the Bible. We also see the topic regarding work in Genesis as well.
神创造了人之后
After God created man,
他给人第一个的命令是什么？
What was the first command given to man?
这是在创世纪第一章里面第二十八节，神造了他们就说，你们要生养众多，遍满地面，要治理这个地。
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says, And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it.
要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样的活物。
And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
你知道工作是属灵的吗？
Did you know that work is actually spiritual?
神本身就是一个工作的神。
God is a God that works.
他是一个做事的神。
He is a God that works.
他从起初到现在都不停地有他的作为。
From the very beginning, he has always been working.
我们如果要对工作有一个正确的认识，我们就看神是怎么样对待工作。
So if we need to have a correct perspective of work, we need to see how God works.
神自己是一个做事的人。
God is someone that works.
所以他要他创造的人也有事情做。
So of course, he wants his creation to also have things to do, to work.
每一个神的儿女都是有价值、有用的人。
Every one of God's children has value, and is useful. Useful.
然后在这个生命当中，在这个世界当中，都是有贡献的人。
And in this world, there are people that contribute.
神给人工作管理这个世上的这件事情，不是一个诫命，好像重担要我们担呢、啊。
But of course, this command to work is not a burden that is put upon us.
是一个能够让我们人能够得到满足的一件事情。
It is something that we should find fulfillment in.
而且当我们亲手去做一件事情，这件事情做成的时候，那个满足感和愉悦感，这个是非常属灵的，这是从神而来的。
And so when we work with our hands and we have a sense of accomplishment, it is a feeling of satisfaction that God wants us to have.
Alex 长老，我们前一阵子才在聊，我们都喜欢做木工。
And some time ago when I was talking to Pastor Alex, we all like to work with woodwork, right?
Yeah. Yeah.脑海当中先有一个概念构图。
So we have a blueprint in our minds.
然后呢把这一块一块的木头切啊锯啊磨啊。
And then we get wood and we cut.
然后呢东西做成了呢，然后外表看一看歪歪斜斜有点差错。
Then we assemble the pieces of wood, and we see that there are still refinements to be made.
然后再想办法去把它纠正盖起来。
Then we figure out how we're going to refine it and fix those imperfections.
就变成一个实用的物品。
And then it becomes something that is useful.
那心里面就很满足。
Then our hearts are filled with satisfaction.
当然这是工作的一部分了。
That's a part of work.
那我们当然每个人工作的内容和性质都不一样。
But of course, everyone has different types of work.
学生的工作是读书。
So the work of a student is to study.
但是同样也有其他方面的工作。
But there's also other areas of work.
我们在职场上面，我们啊做我们该做的。
So in the industry, there are things that we need to do.
我们有做医生的，做律师的。
There are doctors, and lawyers, and teachers.
对不对？我们有在公司很好服务的，我们有在家里面教养孩子的。
We work in the office. We also work at home, as a parent.
我们的工作的性质跟内容虽然不同，但是同样我们要在工作当中能够找到这份愉悦感和成就感。
So even though we have different types of work, but we all should have that same satisfaction regarding work.
因为工作这件事情是神在人还没有堕落之前，你知道罪还没有进入到这个世界当中的时候，神就给我们的一个祝福。
So that is a blessing that God has provided before He created man.
当然今天因为罪的缘故，
But of course today, because of sin,
所以神受了诅咒。
And,
所以人受了诅咒。
And man was cursed.
所以呢，神就说啊，今后你必终身劳苦才能够从地里得吃的。地也必要给你长出荆棘和棘藜，你必汗流满面才能糊口。这是第三章。第三章。
Which verse?And God said to Adam, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground.
That's fine. So today's work is difficult.
So now, today, work is hard work.
但是这是罪的缘故。
But that is because, of sin.
但是神的心意是要我们在我们的工作当中能够得到愉悦。
But God is God's heart that we find pleasure and satisfaction in our work.
我们在这个世上属于神的人绝对不是一些好吃懒做然后呢无所事事的人。
Those of us that belong to God, we are definitely not a bunch of lazy deadbeats in this world.
我们因为对工作这件事情上面有正确的认识，所以我们在工作上面我们勤奋，我们荣耀神。
So because we have a clear understanding of what God's will is for us in work, in the workplace, we glorify God.
你知道，曾经常常有人会提到两年前说啊。你放下工作了，来服侍神了。
So there may be people that tell me that, oh, 2 years ago you've given up your work to serve God.
后来我想想，我没放下工作啊。
Then I thought to myself, well, I didn't give up work.
我只是换一个工作。
I've just changed my profession.
你能想象到一个不做事的传道人吗？
Can you even imagine a pastor that does not work?
传道人的工作。就是传神的话和牧养神的教会，是不是
？So the work of a pastor is to teach God's word and to shepherd the church.
所以我现在不讲放下工作服侍神了。
So now I don't say that I've given up work to serve God.
因为服侍神就是工作。
Because serving God is work.
是一个很神圣、很属灵的工作。
It is very spiritual.
只要是工作，都应该是神圣属灵的。
But actually.In any work should be spiritual.
今天有些弟兄姐妹可能说，我现在已经退休了，我可以享享福了。
So there may be brothers and sisters among us that might say, "Oh, now I'm retiring. I should enjoy life."
弟兄姐妹，当我们从我们的职场上面、我们的事业上面退休之后
When we retire from our profession,
不是不做工了,
doesn't mean that you stop working.
是我们的工作的性质, 我们工作的内容改变而已。
It's just that the type of work has been changed.
因为工作是神给我们的托付。
Because work is a responsibility that God has given us.
你知道, 马丁路德曾经讲过这样一句话,
you know, Martin Luther said this.
他说, 如果我知道主耶稣明天会来的话,
and he said, if I know that our Lord Jesus will return tomorrow,
我今天还到外面种棵树,
today I'll go out and plant a tree.
什么意思啊?
What does that mean?
我不坐在这边等他来啊。
I'm not going to sit here and wait for his return.
我还一天的时间我还能做事啊。
There's still another day of work that I can do.
感谢神我们的弟兄们下周要肩并肩来教会种花。
Thank God that we will have a brother activity day to plant trees.
我们不知道主耶稣什么时候来。
Now we don't know when Jesus will return.
如果他明天来我们就到天堂种花去吧。
If he comes tomorrow, we'll be planting trees in heaven.
但他如果下下周来的话，那我们下周种的花就好了。我们就替神的家、替教会的这个美观整洁，我们就放上一份心力了。So
if he comes in 2 weeks, we'll be doing something good and planting and beautifying the church.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天讲到爱，讲到工作。Dear
brothers and sisters, today we talk about love and work.
这是神的托付，也是神要我们属他的人在生活当中的见证啊。
This is what God has entrusted to us and given us responsibility for.
如果我们爱朱长老，我们爱朱师母，
so if we love Elder and Mrs. Chu,
我们要替他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
祷告是一个爱的表现。
Praying is a manifestation of our love.
祷告是做事啊,
praying is working.
因为我们是在神的面前替我们所爱的人祷告。
Because we are coming before God to pray for those that we love.
神会听你的祷告。
God will listen to our prayers.
你怎么样祷告, 你祷不祷告, 就看出你对这个人有没有爱了。
How you pray and if you pray will be a revelation of how you love the person.
你会不会想到朱师母, 她年纪这么大, 跟朱长老, 他们的生活，当初师母去开了刀之后，他们生活上面的这个起居饮食是怎么样啊？
Would you think about how their life will be, and if will they have any needs in their needs after Mrs. Chu goes into surgery?
你爱他，你就会去想。
If you love them, you'll start thinking about their needs.
你爱他，你就想要做。
If you love them, you'll want to pray for them and put it into action.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹，我知道有许多爱心的弟兄姐妹。
And I know there's a lot of brothers and sisters that are loving and caring brothers and sisters in our church.
已经开始为他们着想。We
already see they're already starting to care and think about their needs.
愿意为他们接送，愿意为他们这个准备饭食。
They're already starting to prepare meals for them.
如果生活上面有些什么其他的需要，已经自告奋勇去替他们做。
And if there's any other needs that they have, they're already starting to fulfill those needs for them.
教会里面有其他的弟兄姐妹，可能因为家人也是生病，需要然后呢在远方或者在国外需要去看他们的时候，剩下留下来的家人也需要人的照料，弟兄姐妹有爱心去帮助他们。
There are people that have that are in our church that have family that has gone away to other countries that have needs, and we already see brothers and sisters caring for them.
我们要用 agape 爱，尤其是在弟兄姐妹之间的这个爱，我们要能够在众人的面前有一个好的见证。We
need to use we need to love with agape love among the brothers and sisters, and let that be an example to other people.
这个叫做实际的过一个属神的生活。
That is the way to live out your faith life.
我们在我们的工作上面，我们一定要让世人看见我们属神的人是对工作的态度是正确的。So
to other people in this world, they need to see that for us as God's children, we have a correct understanding of work.
你知道工作事实上就某一个层面来讲也是爱的表现吗？
Did you know that regarding work is also a type of manifestation of love?
当我们因为自己亲手做工，我们不需要依靠他人的时候，
When we work with our own hands and do not depend on anyone else,
神借着我们的工作供应给我们的时候
and God, shows his provisions to us through work,
我们就有余力去帮助别人
then we have the ability to, help others.
这也是我们爱其他人的一个表现、啊、
That is also a way to love others.
坐在那里不动等着人来救济这个就没有爱了。
So if you just sit around and wait for others to help you, then that's not love.
所以弟兄姐妹，这两件事情让我们彼此的提醒。
So regarding love and work gives us these reminders.
我们如果能够在爱心上面，在工作上面，我们符合神的心意。
If we can please God,On these two topics of love and work,
我们就用第十二节做一个结束，我们就想到了这样子，我们就能够在外人就是不信的这个世界上面，我们因为行事端正，有美好的见证，我们自己就也没有别的缺乏了。
Then we return to verse 12 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says, Then we can walk properly before outsiders.
如此我们就能够将我们的行为展现在众人的面前。
Then we can set forth a proper example and model for others in this world.
周报上面登了第二段的经文做结束。这个是马太福音第五章第十六节。我们一起来读。
We'll conclude with Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
我们就中文英文一起读好了。
We'll read together in Chinese and English.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Amen. Amen.